Throughout the Culturama journey, I definitely had to focus on different areas that I needed to improve and areas which I had strengths in. I mean, being a part of this showcase and other dance showcases for so long, I did know how to navigate my way through challenges and teach others about like different parts, which I felt that was a strength of mine. However, there was definitely parts in each event that we had every single year where I didn't know how to navigate some parts. Some parts were challenging, whereby, you know, the group didn't come together to work as a team, or I couldn't understand a certain dance move, or I felt really bad about not catching up. And those things do get to, you know, people, and that did really get to me, because I don't want to disappoint, you know, these leaders who put so much time and effort into something. And, you know, me, I think that I'm good at it. Hopefully I am. I mean, I don't know, but something that I have done for so long, I definitely don't want to disappoint, and I don't want to disappoint the leaders who have put so much time and effort into something. And creating this entire piece and having the team not work together, that's quite disappointing. So I definitely had a lot of areas which I did need to improve. Another part of Culturama was thinking that I think from grade 11 and 12, I auditioned to be a dance leader with my friend, and every time, I mean, we got rejected, and that was definitely very disheartening and very disappointing. However, I am a firm believer that everything does happen for a reason, but I know that there were many things that we needed to improve, and it wasn't something to be so disheartened about, but to turn it into a positive outlet and turn it into something that we can just work harder for in the future, with anything that we do. I mean, it's not all the time that we're going to be accepted into what we want, but we need to learn rejection from the things we have a passion for in order to work harder and kind of just increase that drive within us, which will help us develop new skills, which does relate to learning outcome 2. However, in learning outcome 1, and identifying those strengths is really important, because we all need to grow as people and as learners. It's a constant growth process.